with no audience and no live band whatsoever. This is the TDNM Show. Join Tom, David, and the ever faithful Mike as they bring you the podcasting experience of a lifetime. So sit back, put your appendages together, and let your ears take you on the epic journey that is the Tom, David, and Mike Show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the TDNM Show.
Because we're that good.
We are.
And we're here and we're dedicated.
We are that good and we are here and we are dedicated.
I've got a little bit of gas building up in the esophageal tract.
Oh dear.
And I think it was from drinking that water too fast.
Yeah.
But that's okay because water is beneficial to my survival.
Yeah,
and without me, you know, this show would be nothing.
It lubricates your vocal cords. Well, look, it doesn't.
No.
Because if you got water in your voice box, I think that would probably maybe, you know, do the equivalent of an electrical short.
I managed to silently dispose of that belch.
Okay.
So it's all good.
But you just like alerted everyone to the fact that you just did it.
Yes, I did. I was quite proud of my efforts.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just share it with everyone because I thought it was quite an interesting feat.
Looking over at this desk at the moment, there is a lot of electronic gear worth a fair amount of money.
Yeah, so come and rob us.
Yeah,
thank you, David. Would you be so kind as to give away the address, the approximate location of this building?
Yes, it's 472nd Street in
Bronco Land. I don't know. That was the first thing I came up with.
It's somewhere in the Botswana hinterland, you know.
Yeah, basically, because we're Botswanians.
No, we're actually Australian, if you probably could pick up from our accent.
G'day.
Hi, hi. That's not
you can stop
Australian.
Rocking on your chair if you like.
Why?
Because
it's comfortable. Doesn't make any noise.
I got my hand resting on the armrest there. And so, yeah, you can stop.
There's an Xbox on my desk.
Why? Why is there an Xbox on your desk?
Playing the Xboxes last night.
That was fun. That was good fun. What would my life be without an Xbox 360? I don't know. Probably what my life was like before I had an Xbox 360.
So what Xbox is worth, what, about $300?
Yeah. These days? That's in Australian currency.
Your iPad was about 500-ish, 600?
Yeah.
Close to 600?
Yeah, closer to 600.
That's 900 there. I've got around about a $1,000 camera sitting just on the tripod on the front here.
Mm-hmm.
And the $200 microphone.
Mm-hmm. Plus another $235 microphone right in front of us.
Plus a approximately $2,700 MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Which is, it's so much cheaper now to buy a MacBook Pro.
Yeah,
they've come down so much in price.
If I only could be patient, which I'm not. So that's why I bought it when it was a high price.
Yeah.
But they're a good computer.
Yeah.
And I do suggest buying one. And of course, yes, we do. We can now officially start getting some videos underway because we have the camera now.
Yes.
We have the camera and the little microphone that goes on top of it, which is has proved so far in tests to be quite the microphone. And of course, I have to send a little shout out to the manufacturer of these microphones because they have definitely proved themselves with our applications. So hello to Rode Microphones. Fantastic Sydney manufacturer, based in Sydney, known well around the world. We've got the podcaster here and the VideoMic Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth
recording.
Sadly,
we're not actually sponsored by them. We just thought we'd
do
a little shout out. It'd be awesome to get sponsored by them. Just free microphones for everything.
Oh, that'd be great. But, you know, all the same, I do like their product, so I feel they do deserve a shout out anyhow.
My Canon 650D.
Yep.
Pretty sweet sitting up there.
You want to give me it for my Christmas present or?
Yeah, why not? It's not like I bought it for myself.
No, not at all. Well, today I actually found an interesting story. This doesn't relate to me in any way. This is just something I found today, and I thought it was a very strange news story.
When's the story from? It's just...
Yeah, it's from there.
June 25th. It was written.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit old, but you know.
Oh, it's not too old.
Chocolate, sir?
No, because I'm talking.
All right, I'll eat it then. You don't mind if I eat your chocolate?
No, because I've got another block at home.
Sweet.
Yes, I bought 2 blocks of hazelnut chocolate last night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And a packet of chocolate pancakes. Mm. You might have guessed I do like things to do with chocolate.
Did you eat them for breakfast?
Yes, I did. All 6 of them.
Oh.
Not even kidding.
Wow.
6.
Fun.
That's how good I am. So this story, it comes from Sweden. I don't know if every Swedish person is like this. I assume not, because the story does not pop up as, well, very often at all. So, when you're finished putting that down noisily...
Yeah, sorry, it's kind of hard.
A Swedish man has been charged after eating his wife's lips.
Mm.
Yeah. So the story goes...
And not just in a passionate kiss eating.
No, like, no. This is full, like, chewing them off and digesting them type of eating.
Mm, not pleasant thought.
The professor from Sweden attacked his wife to make sure she could never kiss another man. That's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
That's some pretty extreme measures right there. Swedish news site The Local reports the man wanted to give his wife a life sentence of pain. His charge was downgraded from attempted murder to aggravated assault because he stayed with her until the ambulance arrived. Oh, how good of him. You know, what a good Samaritan. I just chewed off your lips, but I'll tell you what, sweetie, I'll just wait with you. I'll keep you calm until the ambulance gets here, okay?
Yeah.
No worries. You're not right next to a madman.
Yeah, they just put her in the ambulance just before she goes to the hospital. He leans over and gives her one last kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, because you can't do it on the lips, can you?
Have a safe trip. Hope they fix you up.
The violent attack follows a spate of bizarre face-eating cases, which gained attention last month when a man was shot dead eating another man's face.
Yeah, that was in, like, California somewhere or something
like that.
Florida? No, Florida.
The phenomenon came
to light.
Completely
the other side of the country.
The phenomenon came to light in Florida when Rudy Eugene attacked a homeless man and has been linked to the use of street drug bath salts.
Never even heard of them.
No, neither have I. But still, that makes you wonder, doesn't it? You see all those movies such as, like, I Am Legend and all that stuff. What if there is real-life zombification going on behind the scenes here? Like... What if tonight I was just to look out the window and there's zombies coming up my street? Are they going to eat my face? What is this obsession with eating facial parts?
Regions.
Yeah. Nowhere else is good enough?
Why would you eat face? Why would you just...
Why couldn't you take a chunk out of someone's stomach?
Chew on a finger or something. I mean, surely that'd be a lot easier to
Aren't
get
into
your mouth.
Toes pretty delicious?
Probably not.
Yeah, you reckon?
My feet...
Well, not your feet, but...
My feet stunk yesterday after I played tennis. Like, we played tennis, right? And we went... You joined us at Xbox later on in the evening. But
yes, I did.
We've been playing Xbox all afternoon, pretty much. And we hadn't showered since we played tennis. A few of the guys.
Well, that's what the stink was.
Yeah, we all had our feet and socks off. Shoes and socks off.
Yeah, your feet... You had your feet off. Wow. So, the cannibalism thing really does exist.
We detached our feet.
Wow.
Hmm. No, okay. It really smelled bad, though, in there.
Thank God I turned up when I did, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, I would have died.
Mm. Speaking of, like, the Xbox and all that kind of thing, it reminded me of the story, and I was going to talk about this before. And
you were?
I kind of segues into it. Let me compose my thoughts as I try and reminisce.
So organized.
Yeah. I sort of was in the process of getting chocolate... And hazelnut pieces out of my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
With my tongue.
Oh, fair enough.
Trying to do it in between words and whatever, because it's kind of annoying me.
Excellent.
Mm.
Well done. So have you thought of it yet?
I have thought of it.
Okay,
I have composed my thoughts.
Please do tell while I drink some water, because I'm good like that.
A couple of months ago, we were calling a friend up to find out if he was coming over to join us to play Xbox or something like that. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we were actually playing the Super Nintendo, the old school consoles, and playing Tetris. Great game. And we called him up on what we thought was his number, and we got a voicemail.
Oh, yes.
And it was a female voicemail.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, okay. That's a bit odd.
Yes.
Maybe this guy has met a girl up where he's living. He's going to university, not in the city that we are currently residing in.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up north to a university up there. And
in Queensland.
Yeah, his name happens to be Sam.
Yes.
And so, we got a voicemail message and it said, "Hi, this is Sam, please leave me a message," or something along those lines.
Yes.
And we're just like, okay, maybe he has a female acquaintance up there with him.
An acquaintance.
Yes. Who decided for some reason to record him a voicemail message.
Mm.
So, we were discussing this, but we hadn't realized the phone was actually recording this message. So there's us sitting here laughing and joking about our friend Sam has got a girlfriend called Sam and got him to record the voicemail message and all this kind of thing. And suddenly, we're talking about Tetris and playing Tetris. Jacob, the other friend, puts the phone down and we start going back to Tetris and we're arguing about where to put the blocks on. This kind of thing. And suddenly the phone plays a little message saying, message limit received, reached, or message received, or one of those kind of messages, and we're like, wait, what? What happened there? It turns out we'd recorded like a 10-15 minute voicemail message of us discussing the fact that it's quite kind of funny how our friend Sam has got a female Sam to record a voicemail message for him, and the fact that he hasn't told anyone, and the fact that we're also now sitting there playing Tetris and arguing where to put the blocks and everything. It was hilarious.
This person would have checked their messages, and I reckon they would have listened for the full 15 minutes or whatever.
I would have done.
Because they would have, it would have been so entertaining.
Thankfully, the home phone that they used is a private number, so it would have shown up as an unknown number, so they, she couldn't call back or anything like that. What we discovered, though, two numbers were switched around.
Oh.
In the phone number that we dialed.
Wow.
Two numbers were switched around, and that gave us this girl's number.
And another Sam, coincidentally.
Yeah. What are the chances of that?
That is insane.
Yeah. Same phone number, but just slightly different order. Two numbers switched around in the order.
That's
it gave us another Sam.
That's incredible. What are the odds of that happening, though?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Amazing.
It was really funny, though.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've never had anything like that happen before.
Yeah, it's good to reminisce on fun times like that.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Oh, it was probably the start of this year, I think.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's funny. That seems good.
Speaking of reminiscing, I was also thinking about a few other things last night.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like different events. Because for some reason last night, I could not get to sleep until like 2 o'clock in the morning. I had a very, very tumultuous sleep
last night.
My stomach really hurt.
Sleeping, waking up. It was annoying.
My stomach was so sore and I couldn't get comfortable just rolling over. Kind of hurts a little bit now, but oh well.
Too much Maccas.
Probably. I'll cope.
Nothing better than two triple cheeseburgers at 12:06 a.m. in the morning. That was this morning. Shut up, bird.
Oh, it's like, you know, like in the movies when...
Does that mean death is coming?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's a death coming or something. Oh, great. A crow squawking. You're just talking about your triple cheeseburger.
There's a big nuclear missile coming this way. Yeah, maybe it's the triple cheeseburgers.
The Grim Reaper just glides past.
That'd be freaky.
That would be so freaky.
Just to see this black hooded shadow gliding past the window. Uh-oh.
I would like hide under the desk, but that probably wouldn't do anything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I was reminiscing.
Yes.
About, like, just different things that happened. Remember in high school, like, certain 18th birthday parties and that kind of thing? Funny things that happened there.
Oh, there were some amusing things at 18th parties, yes.
I specifically recalled the party of a certain female person in our class.
Yeah.
By the name of Haley.
Yeah.
What happened when we decided to drive there.
Mm.
You drove. I didn't have my P's by then.
That's right, I did drive. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh. I've just remembered where this is going. It's been a while, but Oh, dear. But it is funny, though.
It is funny.
It is so very funny. Because it really didn't make sense to us.
It confused the hell out of me. And it was hilarious, though.
Oh, yes.
At the time. So we go into this girl's house. We'd never been there before.
Nope.
We'd only got the address.
Yeah.
And it was dark. It was dark.
It was quite dark.
So we had no number. We couldn't really see the house numbers or anything like that.
Mm.
So we pull up anyway.
Yes, we did.
Get out of the car. And we hear music happening. We're just like, oh yeah.
Very loud music.
Music equal party.
Yeah.
You know. So we just walked around.
Carefully walked across the road.
Walked across the road. Walked around the side of the house. Opened the gate up. Looked in. And I don't recognize a single person here.
And what's more? Everyone, all the dudes have got sombreros on.
Yeah.
And the chicks have got weird little skimpy nurses' outfits on. I'm going, what's going on?
And I'm looking around going, do I know any of these people? Please be here. So maybe she has a lot of friends that I don't know or something.
This dude at the gate goes, what do you want?
And I'm just like, we're looking for Haley. Who? Haley? Oh, she's not here.
And she's across the road. She lives across the road. I'm like, oh.
See ya.
And they're all like, yeah. That's when we just meekly retreated across the road to another house where there happened to be a party going on.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have liked to have spoken about it at the time, but David opened his big fat mouth and told all our mates.
They laughed at us.
That's kind of when it got funny. Because at first we were just kind of reeling from the shock and embarrassment.
Yeah. And the fact that we could have been bottled over the face.
Yeah.
Because a few of those dudes at 8 o'clock at night. They were
extremely intoxicated.
Yeah, they were very intoxicated.
But as soon as I saw the outfits, I'm like, "This something's very wrong here.
Something is on. Something is on. Something is odd.
Maybe that's what you would say if you were intoxicated.
Probably.
Something is very odd here.
That was hilarious.
it was hilarious after a while. Yeah. At first, I didn't really want to talk about it. But David goes, "Hey guys, guess what happened?" You'll never guess.
It wasn't quite like that.
No, it was like that.
We got a piece of paper slid under the door.
Why?
I don't know, what does it say?
I don't know, I'm wearing sunglasses, I can't see.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I don't know, it's not really necessary anymore, the sun's kind of gone. Can I come in and grab the Xbox, please? Smiley face.
Underlined as well.
Yes, underlined. Underline the please before the smiley face, however.
Yeah.
That's quite a nice message. Here's what it sounds like, auditorially. That's enough.
That was fantastic. You know what?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to momentarily depart from this podcast as I deliver the Xbox to a subliquely unit of mine.
Will you?
That probably made a lot of noise.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thanks for being like really noisy and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I could do right now is that I once you sort of like fight, claw and bite your way out of this little hellhole of a corner, then I will take this awesome chair and then I will have it for the rest of the show. Yes, I will. Oh, that's good. Oh, that chair is good.
No.
That chair is... What? Hey.
No.
No, I'm sorry. You left. You sit down, mate.
No.
Sit.
No.
Sit.
No.
Sit.
No.
Sit.
No.
Sit.
I have scissors here.
Oh.
Would you like me to shiv you with these scissors?
That would actually be very advisable.
Okay.
So why haven't you done it?
Because I'm going to double point it. I open them up a little bit, so... Two penetration wounds.
Right.
Will be better than one.
Okay.
Or I'll just like stab it in.
I'm getting
and then
the
open them inside
ominous.
And
I'm getting
then,
the ominous feeling that I should leave this shop.
Oh, it's habitual to just throw stuff onto the desk. I probably shouldn't do that when I'm in the middle of recording the podcast.
Wow.
So professional of me.
Oh yeah, very very professional. My iPad went to sleep again. Silly iPad.
Podcasting music.
Yeah.
For passwords.
Yes, that's right. That's the key to me putting my password in. So, where were we up to before you rudely interrupted?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know whether I discussed this before, but I'm pretty sure I did, but I was mentioning how Mum wanted to take us to Bali.
Yes.
Yes.
You have mentioned that, I believe.
Yeah, I mentioned that to you, but I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast.
Maybe just as a aside, I'm going to go to Bali, maybe, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, long story short, Mum is dead set on doing this.
Hmm.
And she made the funniest mistake, and now we're just calling it that from now on. Like, she said that she meant to say that she was going to go to the travel agent to discuss options. Her favourite travel agent that, the lady that sorted out her and Dad's little trip to, Greece and Italy. That was before it crashed. And I'm pretty sure Mum's going to have bad luck now, because when she went to that fountain where they have to throw the coin over the shoulder into the fountain, she threw it over the wrong shoulder.
Oh, dear.
Yes, she did. And,
you want more chocolate?
Yes, I do. And so...
it's really hard to do this quietly.
She said she was going to the travel agent, or that's what she was trying to say. She ended up saying, "I'm going to the real estate agent." And I said, and then she just cracked up laughing for the next like 5 minutes nonstop, and then said, and then cracked up again after she said, "Yeah, we're gonna rent out Bali." Oh, it's like, yeah, sharp. So,
imagine if you did though, that'd be funny.
I thought at first it was a nice idea, just an idea.
Mm.
Yeah, because I thought Mum was insane. We've never been on an international holiday as a family before, only interstate. Oh. But I have been overseas, and that was to New Caledonia, and that was very nice.
I've been overseas multiple times,
because
I'm better than you.
Not really. I'm superior. But, excuse the chocolate eating.
Have you been to Tasmania?
No.
So, couldn't classify that as going overseas then. Like, if you hadn't been out of the country, if you'd been to Tasmania, you could have classified that as going overseas.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. Everybody cracks that joke.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, look, I reckon Americans could say that about Hawaii.
Yeah.
But that counts, because that's classes are different. Mm. No, yeah? Oh, hang on. Actually, I don't know my geography.
No, it's a state.
It's a state, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's a state of America still.
Anyway.
I don't know.
We're probably embarrassing ourselves in front of Americans anyway.
Whatever.
But anyway, so, Mum decides she's inverted commas, real estate agent.
I will not interrupt.
Yeah, thanks. From the real estate agent, which was meant to be the travel agent. And I thought, oh, might actually be going to do something. So, she went to the travel agent on Friday, and she told me to go get a annual leave form, and I'm actually discussing the options now. So, it looks like it's going to become a reality, and I would love that, because I've heard so much about it, and they've got what in that area of Bali is known as Kuta.
Oh, yes. It's like the classic Bali, like, whenever you go to Bali, you go to Kuta.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
which was, incidentally, where the Bali bombings were.
Yes.
Which sadly, nobody likes to talk about. And there were two. It was 02 and 05.
Are they really, like, I don't know. I suppose they were a big thing for Australia, because a lot of Australians were killed in them. But they, I don't know if they're, like, hugely known outside of Australia or not.
But they cleared the restaurant where it happened, and they put a memorial on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, that's negative, and I'm not talking about it. But it's a nice spot by the looks of things, and they have an epic looking water park.
Cool.
And so I'm really wanting to go now.
Awesome.
It looks promising, because you got a one of those brochure things, and people are looking up stuff for her. And all
right, I was gonna say before, what the heck is the deal with Alaska? No, it's part of America, right?
Why? Yes, I do.
It's like Canada,
yeah,
and then Alaska, like. Why isn't that not part of Canada still?
You know what that reminds me of? You know what that setup reminds me of? It reminds me of living in the Australian Capital Territory, which is surrounded by New South Wales.
Yeah, it's like, but why do you not just become New South Wales?
Yeah, because it's got the head of the federal parliament in it. That makes it its own territory.
And it's full of weird people, so we don't really want to claim them as our own.
Standard police force there is just, they just use the Australian Federal Police as their everyday police, which is interesting.
It is.
But there you go. So, Canberra, hello. Hello, Canberrans. Thank you for listening, by the way, if you live in Canberra. You should email us at tadmoreentertainment@gmail.com, or of course, you can just get onto us at our comments page on our website, which would be tadmoreentertainment.com/contact. TADMOR Entertainment. One
and
word.
Go on the Facebook page as well. Follow us on Twitter.
You definitely should do that, shouldn't they?
Follow us on Twitter. Tadmore David.
Tadmore Dave, that'll. They won't find anything. No.
Tadmore David and Tadmore Tom.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm.
Because we're hip, we are cool, and we follow all the trends.
Yes. No. So. Speaking of the website,
yes,
we haven't done a Murder, Marry, Mini Golf for a little while.
And I understand we've received a couple of new ones.
We have received a couple of suggestions,
yes,
which you can also do if you go to the contact page, follow the link there.
Yes.
Please do it. It'll be more fun for you listeners if you do it.
Yes. Marry. Mini Golf.
It's another segment of Murder, Marry, Mini Golf.
Which we do like indeed.
We do.
It's good fun.
We have some suggestions here, like I mentioned before, from our website. There's one for me and one for Tom.
Yes.
So, this person who decided to call themselves Fromage or Fromage?
It's Fromage.
Well,
it's French for cheese.
I figured that.
Only I could know that because I'm intelligent, not unlike you.
I was going to go there. Fromage being cheese, but I wasn't quite sure. Does it have a accent thingy on any of the...
Nope.
No?
Nope. That's exactly how it is.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's the only thing that I...
So somebody who called themselves Cheese, well done, hello, sir, or madame, or whatever you are.
Because
I don't know. The internet is a very anonymous place.
Yep. So you have to decide, Tom, whether you would... This is going to be easy, I feel.
You reckon?
Whether you would murder, marry, mini golf, arise, with... Mm. Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Miranda Kerr.
Yes.
And President Obama.
Okay. Well, I think this is pretty straightforward, really. Mm. I'd have to kill Justin Bieber.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I have no option.
So it's much respect just, for you right now.
You know, what else am I supposed to do? There is nothing else.
Mm.
There is literally nothing except murder that can be the solution to this.
Mm.
Sorry, Justo. Okay, it's just
not
the way.
Not at all, sorry.
It's just the way that a lot of people feel. I'm sorry. And I may lose a few Bieber fans, but let's face it, I don't care.
if you're a Bieber fan in the first place, well.
Get out of our podcast.
Yeah, you don't deserve to be listening to this.
Don't visit our website again.
And every single listener now goes.
But what's a show without a little bit of controversy?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, there's a good old controversy in there. It throws a little bit of interesting stuff in the mix.
Mm.
So that's my first one. Justin Bieber, gone, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one. The Mary would have to be Miranda Kerr. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Can I just say...
Do I have to explain that?
Mm. You know, it'd be kind of awkward later on. You know, she just had a baby.
Yes.
Pretty sure it was a guy.
Mm.
Like a young boy.
Mm-hmm. A dude.
Mm. It's going to be kind of awkward for him when he gets to his kind of, I don't know, teenager kind of years.
Uh-huh.
Because I can imagine there's going to be a few friends of his at school that are going to have been, you know, possibly browsing the internet every now and then and, you know.
And gone, woo!
And gone, holy, that's... insert name here because I don't actually follow any of the gossip. I have no idea what the baby's called.
That's his mom.
Yeah.
And gone. Okay.
This is awkward. How it's going to be a bit, I think it could be end up being a bit unpleasant for him.
However, luckily, I'm not in that position.
Yeah.
And so therefore, that's my second result. And thirdly, I think I'm going to have to play mini golf with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I love that dude's smile.
Yeah.
He's got a...
It's an infectious smile.
It is. Yeah. And so
it's the only kind of infection you kind of want
to
get.
Who else gets to play mini golf with the President of America?
Mm.
Like, really? You think about that.
Possibly his wife.
Possibly. Kids. Unless they don't like mini golf.
It's up to them.
In which case, that's where I step in.
Yep.
Yes. So I think that's pretty straightforward and sorted out.
His personal entourage will hire you just for that purpose.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I will probably get paid a lot of money.
You probably would.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, okay.
Good on me. I'm a legend. Aren't
Sweet.
I?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
And that is not a rhetorical question.
Okay.
I am a legend, full stop.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I don't really. Okay. I'm just gonna stay silent so you don't kill me.
Okay, excellent. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you spoke your mind, but that's okay. That's good.
You want to now read out the ones for me?
I will. Which ones are we going off anyway?
That one right there.
Okay. Because there's a little list. And it's... We can't please everybody at the same time.
No.
Okay, so David.
Yep.
What we've got for you. Your suggestions are... Number one, Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Steve Jobs. And suggestion three... Mark Zuckerberg! Your time starts now, by the way.
Oh, there's a time limit now.
Yes, there is. No, not really.
Okay, good.
Go for it.
First of all, I think, just straight out, the murder would have to be Zuckerberg.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Facebook, I like it, but again, I don't really like it. I don't really...
I go on there and there's nothing I can do.
I don't really like him very much. I think he's a bit... arrogant and a bit, because he's rich, basically.
Sorry, Zucko. You won't be listening to our podcast anymore by the looks of things.
No. Well, if Jobs was alive, sadly he's gone. But I'd probably, I don't know, probably go for the Mary of him, even though it'd be a bit of a weird, bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading his biography actually. It seems like he's a bit of an eccentric character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never really,
No. But, you know, I like what he did, and I think he's a very inspirational kind of person.
Yes.
In some respects, and in other respects,
otherwise,
he's a bit...
Otherwise, there would not be a MacBook Pro and an iPad here right now.
No, there wouldn't.
No. So therefore, he's a legend.
Yep, and so I'd have to play mini golf with Bill Gates.
Oh, you would?
Yep.
There's a lot of wind outside.
There is. I might close the... could close the window, but it's kind of warm in here, so I'll leave it open.
Okay. It brings a nice touch to it, though.
Ambiance.
Yes. Yes, it does. So that's yours, and that's mine, and we have just played Murder Mary Mini Golf. Send us your suggestions, please. Yes, I was supposed to
say that.
Yeah, I'm in control of it, yeah. So yeah, thank you. If you would, I'd like to continue. Send us in your suggestions, tadmorentertainment.com/contact. There's a link at the top of the page, I understand, where you can send in your suggestions to us, and we may read them out, depending on whether we see yours first or others.
It's pretty obvious. We made it pretty obvious on the top of that contact page for the suggestions.
Yes, we did.
You have to be pretty blind to miss it.
It's a pretty good link.
Yeah.
It's actually really good, you know.
Yep.
You should have a look at it sometime. Even suggest names,
like
I said before. So you can find us there. Just a recap, you can find us on Facebook, Tadmor Entertainment, of course.
Yep.
All one word, Tadmor Entertainment. And also go to our website, find everything there,
tadmorentertainment.com.
Read our blogs, which I do need to update because I haven't done it since last month.
Yeah, and we mentioned that on the last episode as well. Obviously, I haven't done it since then, so.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know, a little bit lazy, but.
Yeah. My life hasn't been interesting enough.
Yeah, it's not laziness. It's nothing's really happened. Yeah.
But it will be updated soon.
Yeah,
I can guarantee that.
Stay tuned for some videos upcoming. Yes.
Upcoming, of course, for any new time listeners. Hello. You've come to the best podcast in existence in past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you will, for the benefit of new listeners, of course, because I know that all the existing listeners have heard it before, but we. Now that we have the camera especially, we will very soon now be coming up with our two YouTube channels, which are Tadmor videos, and of course our little offside one, Vaguely Scientific, where we do take literally a vaguely scientific point of view on scientific things.
Yeah.
So well, it's bound to be exciting.
Scientific things, you know, just things.
Just whatever.
It's vaguely scientific. It's the vaguely scientific aspects
of life.
Yep.
So, that'll be coming up soon. But until then, this has been the TDNM Show. I am Tom.
And I am David.
And we will catch you next time, sirs and madams, also anything in between.
You most certainly will, is what I was going to say. You seem to interrupt each other a lot.
Go away now.
Okay.